The Reconciliation. There was a young samurai of Kyoto who had been reduced to poverty by the ruin of his lord and found himself obliged to leave his home and to take service with the governor of a distant province. Before quitting the capital, this samurai divorced his wife, a good and beautiful woman, under the belief that he could better obtain promotion by another alliance. He then married the daughter of a family of some distinction and took her with him to the district whither he had been called. But it was in the time of the thoughtlessness of youth and the sharp experience of want that the samurai could not understand the worth of the affection so lightly cast away. His second marriage did not prove a happy one. The character of his new wife was hard and selfish, and he soon found every cause to think with regret of Kyoto days. Then he discovered that he still loved his first wife, loved her more than he could ever love the second. And he began to feel how unjust and how thankless he had been. Gradually, his repentance deepened into a remorse that left him no peace of mind. Memories of the woman he had wronged, her gentle speech, her smiles, her dainty, pretty ways, her faultless patience, continually haunted him.